Hi, this is Carolyn Vance. I was asked to do the prayer this morning, but first I'm going to do a little mashup of a book review and tie it to immigration briefly, and then we'll pray. So a number of years ago, I found this book in our library downstairs called God's Global Mosaic, What We Can Learn from Christians Around the World. It looked interesting, so I checked it out, read it, loved it, bought my own copy, the original copy that I read is still there in the library. I suspect it got there via Nida Skeels, who probably purchased it at one of the many Christian Community Development Association conferences she went to over the years, and some of the rest of us did too. I'm going to read, I wrote a little brief review at the time, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. As American or Western Christians, we sometimes have the tendency to think that our way of seeing Christianity is the standard for understanding the Christian faith. In his book, God's Global Mosaic, What We Can Learn from Christians Around the World, Paul Gordon Chandler shows in a most delightful way how Christians of other cultures and regions of the world have gifts to give us if we can only recognize them. I would say the same could be said of the immigrants who live amongst us, many of whom are Christians. We now live in what feels to me like a strangely dystopian time in which the powers and principalities do not share the values expressed in this book and want to push out all the immigrants, which will be to our poverty, both spiritually and otherwise. The book goes on to say that these many and varied expressions of the Christian faith can be windows on God, giving us a larger view of God and his kingdom. My small group ended up reading this book together, again many years ago, and one person in the small group said this book makes me want to dance. Let's pray and ask God to give us eyes to see the various ways he might present himself to us. Father, give us your eyes so we can see. Sometimes we see and yet we don't see, or we think we know what we're seeing and we find later that we weren't seeing at all correctly. Especially now when watching the news can whiplash us with the sheer number of changes. We read or hear about unbelievable things that leave us paralyzed for a time and feeling helpless at doing anything about it. But today is not so different from the time when you walked on the earth. Help us remember that when we are tempted to despair. The powers and principalities have always been there, but perhaps more subtle than today. But they're not the end of the story. Keep reminding us that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Enable us to see both when we are feeling turmoil and angst, and also those times when we want to dance. Thank you. Amen.